an hour's walk from our farm. It was a one-room, one-teacher country school for kids in kindergarten through fifth grade. My cousin Jimmy was my best friend, and at recess we took off across the field next to the school, running as fast as we could, screaming and yelling all the way. When the bell rang, we dawdled back to class, or sometimes we didn't go at all. We climbed a tree at the edge of the field and stayed hidden, watching the other kids line up to go back inside. Then we had fun, climbing trees, eating oranges, and sometimes going down to the river to fish. The fishing was easy. We scooped them up in a sieve and slipped them into a jar. We got punished for skipping class, but we didn't care. It was always worth it. My dad kept a piece of rope hanging from a nail in his room and used it to beat us kids for anything and everything. If I knew a beating was coming, because I hadn't cut grass for the horse or hadn't fed the chickens, or just because my dad was in a bad mood, I ran off and hid in the cane field. While my dad stomped around the yard yelling his head off, I took out my machete, hacked off a piece of sugar cane, and